The Butterfly Collector, written by Tia Cooper and read by Emily Barrett.
"My office, if you please, Miss Binks."
Verity flinched. Mr. Bailey sounded very serious for a Friday afternoon. Usually at this time of the day, the chief editor was full of bonhomie and a hankering to get down to the Glebe Hotel before the 6 o'clock swill.
"Certainly, Mr. Bailey. I'll be right there."
She dropped her coat and hat over the back of her chair and picked up her notebook and pencil.
"You won't be needing that. Just a moment of your time."
Verity smoothed down her skirt and crossed the floor to his office.
"Close the door behind you."
Twisting his swivel chair from side to side, his face hidden by a wreath of smoke, Mr. Bailey offered a half-hearted smile.
"I was most impressed with your article. I think we can find room for it in the weekend edition. Bicycles. Who would have thought? An excellent angle."
A great bubble of happiness blossomed in Verity's chest, and she beamed at Mr. Bailey.
"Chip off the old block, hey?"
"Perhaps." It was the first full-length piece Mr. Bailey had ever accepted. Grandpa Sid would have been so very proud.
"I have another idea that I'd like to..."
He raised his hand. "Verity, let me speak."
With a long and rather painful cough, he stubbed out his cigarette in the overflowing ashtray.
"I really don't want to have to do this, but I'm afraid I have no option. The management," he pointed to the ceiling with a yellowed finger, "have decided to implement government policy to the extreme. We have so many returned servicemen out of work. They've fought for their country and they deserve all the help they can get."
"Of course they did. So many men.
Homeless, injured and down at heel, begging for money on street corners or curled up in doorways. It was a disgrace.
Maybe she should think about writing a piece about that. A call for government assistance, job schemes, housing."
"And so, unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go. Your job has to go to one of our returned soldiers."
He handed her a small buff-coloured envelope.
"A week's pay, in lieu of notice."
Her bottom hit the seat of the chair, and a streak of pain shot up her spine.
"A week's notice? I didn't write the bicycle piece during work hours. I wrote it at home."
"Verity, believe me, the last thing I want to do is lose you. But I don't have any option."
He knocked another cigarette out of the packet and twirled it between his fingers.
"What about Sadie?"
She and Sadie were the only two stenographers employed by the paper, and they were run off their feet almost every day, mostly with the classifieds that filled the front and back page of the daily newspaper and brought in a large chunk of revenue. Sadie had lost her husband, had a little boy, lived with her mother in rented rooms, could hardly make ends meet as it was.
"I've already spoken to her. There's nothing I can do. You've both got a week's money, and I'm happy to pay you stringer's rates per column inch for the bicycle article. You've got a lot of promise. We could do with some more of these life interest stories for our women readers. There's only so much food, fashion, and relationship rubbish I can stomach."